Despite this week's cold temperature, spring is here and residents have begun to beautify their yards. For expert advice on what to do and when, we're continuing our occasional series on gardening with Escambia County horticulturist Beth Bowles and WUWF's Jonathan Heide.
Hello, Beth.
Hello.
You have another helpful hint for our listeners today. What are we talking about?
Today, we're talking about everyone's favorite lawn fertilization. You've already seen the commercials on TV. The stores are selling products all over, encouraging you to get a jump on spring. And one thing we don't want to do with lawn fertilization and nitrogen is get a jump. We want to wait until that grass is completely greened up, it's actively growing, before we even consider putting any nitrogen on that lawn.
And when should we do it?
We don't want to put anything on before mid-April. So resist as best you can. Realize that even though that grass may be green, it's not actively growing. And research has shown from the University of Florida that many of those nutrients leach right through. You've lost it. So you've not only lost the money that you spent on that fertilizer, but you are a contributor to pollution. So we don't want to be that, do we, in Escambia County or surrounding areas.
So if you're using a landscape firm or someone that's doing your yard work for you, you should inform them not to put anything on until mid-April.
Always talk to your lawn maintenance professional. Many of them have been through a best management practices course, which is for water protection. And this is one of the concepts we really stress about waiting until that grass can use that nitrogen fertilizer. So resist the commercials, resist the warm weather, and just wait until April for fertilizer.
Another gardening tip concerning bees.
We have a lot of landscape plants that are in bloom now and going to continue to bloom throughout the summer. And we have some new information from the Environmental Protection Agency regarding the protection of bees and pesticide use. And so we wanted to pass that along to homeowners so that when you visit the nursery and pick up your insecticide, you absolutely don't use many of those products when plants are in bloom. We have some great data that says that pesticides may be one of the contributing factors to our colony collapse. And we know how important bees are. They're making sure all of our food gets pollinated, that we enjoy fruits and vegetables. So we want to do everything we can to protect those.
Why don't you give a quick explanation to a colony collapse?
Colony collapse disorder is a situation where bees are actually disappearing from the hive. They're leaving the queen and the brood there with no one to care for them, and there's no evidence anywhere of the bees dead around the colony. And that stress, it could be lack of food for bees, and pesticides are one of the factors that contributed to that colony collapse. So we don't want to be a player in that as homeowners using insecticides. So look on the label. If it says it's toxic to bees, make sure you don't apply that when plants are in bloom, or you don't apply it to plants where you're concerned bees will be visiting through the growing season.
Any other questions call you at?
Call us at 475-5230.
Thanks, Beth.